things changed depending on whether they're geological or whether they're fads and everything in between. So you want to look at, all right, how quickly will these things change? And what are some of the possible endpoints for the trends? What are the stories around the trends? Here's where stories become very important. We call them scenarios, but really they're stories about the future. In terms of how that's used in innovation, one of the other aspects we put in the book that we think gives it a little bit of special value, and that's a chapter on innovation, particularly using a thing called the OODA loop. The OODA loop stands for observe, orient, decide, and act. And it was a process that was developed by an Air Force fighter pilot, a curmudgeonly type of fellow who changed the nature of how airplane requirements were developed. It sounds like a straightforward linear process, but it's not. It has a lot of feedback. It has a lot of loops and monitoring invitations. And so taking those trends, the trend buckets and the stories, and putting them in the context of the OODA loop allows a portfolio manager to see the what ifs that might happen, and allows the opportunity to say, if this happens, what if we do this? Or if we do this, what might happen?